The little town where I grew up lived a simple beau. Town folks all looked down on him and just called him Old Joe. His clothes were old, but always clean, but looked a little seedy, as though he did his shopping at an outlet for the needy. But Joe was a friend of mine, the dearest friend I had, and when someone would laugh at him, it always made me mad. Dogs would chase him down the street, kids would tease and joke, but Joe would nod his head and wave, although my heart was broke. It didn't seem to bother him, but these things would make me cry. He'd reach out and pat my head and look me in the eye. He'd touch a small, flat, hand-worn box inside his tattered sweater. Let people say the things they will, for this box tells me better. I never saw what was in the box, although I asked him often. He'd say, "I'll leave the box to you when I'm in my coffin." Joe kept on shuffling right through life. The dogs barked every day. And then one day the sad news came that Joe had passed away. The sheriff came up to my door. The box was in his hand. Old Joe left word that this was yours and said you'd understand. I clutched the box to my heart. My eyes filled with tears. I wondered just how long Joe had had it, just how many years. Sadly, I went up to my room and opened the box with care. My amazed eyes could not believe what I saw lying there. A band of blue and white starred ribbon and a star medal made of gold. An inscription written in the case to me, Joe's story told. Presented to Sergeant Joseph Clark, a hero above and beyond the call of duty to his country in the Battle of Argonne. The name inscribed below the words had been president long ago, and I knew why dogs and laughing kids hadn't bothered my friend Joe. Go with God, old Joe Clark, and thank you for your service.